Have you ever had anything written about you in a newspaper or a magazine? Were you entirely happy with the outcome? I'll bet pretty much everyone who has been in the press has had a mildly negative experience. I say that as someone who's plied my trade as a journalist all these years. I've fielded plenty of calls from people in various stages of MIFT. Usually, those complaints were along the lines of, you didn't mention me or my client enough or at all. So they don't count. But I've also had angry calls and letters from business people claiming they've been misquoted. I've had people accuse me of being nasty, unfair, biased, and that I've totally misunderstood their subject. I'll hold my hands up to some of that, but I'll say this. I never hacked anyone's phone. I never paid the police for information. And I never made up a quote. I do accept that journalism is a rough trade, and I will admit to teasing quotes out of people that I knew weren't in their best interest to say. I've also pretended to be a normal member of the public in order to get a story that I believed was in the wider public interest. I've also set out with the serious intent of damaging the reputations of people that I took a visceral dislike to. I also once had to get on a plane to Jersey and apologise in person to a man who had been unfairly libelled by someone who worked for me, who had quoted someone who'd libelled him. Now, I need to say all of that because many of the submissions to the Leveson inquiry and many other revelations that are coming out during various prosecutions have made me deeply ashamed of the profession of journalism. And through all my experiences, most complainants just wanted to make their point and be listened to and see some redress. Sometimes they would call for normal standards of objective journalism that they thought had been breached. But on a general philosophical principle, I don't believe such a thing actually exists, and neither should it. But I do hold to the basics of fairness and accuracy. Sadly, those are no longer held up as the idioms of my former professions. The main barrier to serious journalism in the modern world isn't the threat of libel actions, or even the heavy hand of a regulator, or pressure from politicians. It's none of those things. It's the simple pressure of work. To do more with less. Too few journalists now have the time or the inclination to do serious investigative work. They rely on being spoon-fed with cheap lines and they tend to hunt in packs. Making up crap about celebrities to sell more papers and feeding a PR machine that peddles lies should now be the basis of the next public inquiry. That's all a very long way of saying that I welcome regulation and serious sanctions of the press. Publishing an apology amongst the adverts for sheds at the back of a paper is a joke. So too is regulation by a panel of editors. Our next discussed debate tackles all of this and more. Please come on Wednesday, the 26th of March.